Hello, you're listening to your favorite podcast, Not Another Sports Podcast. And before we start our episode, we want to say thank you to all the fans who've been supporting us to this time. And if you're a new fan or just now listening, make sure you subscribe and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Not Another Sports Podcast. And at Twitter, N_A_S_podcast. Now enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. Hello and welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Not Another Sports Podcast. I'm Jordan and I'm here with my co-host, Kevin.
Yeah, what's up? This is Kevin.
Yes, sir. And Brendan couldn't be with us, but we're going to be moving it along. We got a good episode for you. We're going to kick it off with something positive.
Hot Mamba 2 comes out tonight. Put a lot of time in this. Put a lot of thought, a lot of work. So I'm excited. So yeah, my album Hot Mamba 2 drops tonight at midnight. And shout out to St. Andrews University. That's my brother's college.
Yes, sir. And
shout out to TSU. That's my college.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My positive, shout out to the Braves. We wrapped up the NL East. It was our fourth straight division title. It's the 21st, and it's the most in MLB since they've went to the divisions. So shout out to us.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna move along. We got the weekly recap. We got a lot in here. We got the NBA, we got MLB, and we have NFL. But we're gonna start it off with Media Day. I feel like there were two really big storylines out of Media Day, so we're gonna break this one up into two. We're gonna start it off with Ben Simmons. What you got? This was your team from last year, so go ahead and break down.
Okay. So Ben Simmons is denying any contact with anybody on the Philadelphia Sixers. He wants out, and he wants to trade right now. Joel Embiid has spoke on it and basically said it's borderline disrespectful that he's not there and that the team was catered around Ben Simmons. And the reason Jimmy Butler is not there is because of Ben Simmons. I agree. He didn't lie. Now, would you say that's the smartest thing to say right now in the midst of the battle of trying to get him to come to the team? No, I don't think so. But I think at this point, Joel Embiid is showing he's a leader. He's showing he's a leader by saying, I'll focus on the guys that are here. I'm not worried about the dude that's not here. And y'all keep telling me about Ben, and now he's frustrated. He's the best player on the court. He's the best player on the team anyway, so he has the right to say that. Maybe he didn't have the right to say it after the game, after the playoff game against the Hawks. But right now, at this point, seeing what is going, yeah, it's definitely the end. And at this point, I still don't fault Ben Simmons whatsoever. Ben Simmons, you don't want to be a part of a team that don't want you. You don't want to be a part of a team that gave up on you. You don't want to be a part of a team that publicly downed you in front of everybody after the biggest loss of the season when everybody contributed. Let's not forget the fact that Doc Rivers gave up another 2-1 lead. Let's not forget that. You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong?
No, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not just kill Ben Simmons. Let's not act like that Joel Embiid wasn't hampered. Yes, he was going out there getting 30 and 10, but he had missed critical shots at the end in that playoff loss. Tobias Harris definitely didn't show up big. It was a lot. It just wasn't Ben Simmons. That shot was probably the most highlighted, but it was a whole team effort. The Hawks outdid them in every single way. John Collins got a whole poster, a highlight reel on Joel Embiid. So let's not just act like it was just Ben Simmons. So I don't fault Ben Simmons whatsoever by not wanting to come back to the Sixers. And I don't fault the Sixers for holding firm to their stance and not wanting to pay him, because it's a business. It goes both ways. So I understand it on both ends. Yeah. So Ben Simmons actually liked the picture on Instagram like last night about it's a chart of how much money he loses per preseason game and per game and stuff like that. And he liked it. So I think he's on petty time.
No, hey man, you got to be. They keep talking about how they going to pay for it. Bro, they don't care, bro. They going to make you back. But I feel basically the same exact way. I've been saying this whole time, well, at least for 2 years, they don't fit. It's not it's not a shot at Joel Embiid or any of the teammates. It's just the truth. And it's kind of, I get why Joel Embiid saw it as disrespectful, but it wasn't meant as disrespectful. Just like how what Doc Rivers claims he said wasn't meant to be disrespectful, but it was. Yes. So, I mean, it goes both ways. I don't, like you said, I don't blame Ben Simmons at all, because if you said that about me, I'm not even talking about it. Like, just talk to Rich Paul and let me know when the trade has went through. Until then, we don't have nothing else to say. So I don't blame him. And I like what Joel Embiid said. A lot of people have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. It's not going to get him back. But at this point, you know he's not coming back anyway. So you might as well go ahead and say what you got to say. He didn't tell a lie at all. He said that was the turning point, which it was. But my only issue with him is he at no point took any responsibility for what he did in the series, which was, like Kevin said, get dunked on. He had 8 turnovers in the biggest game. He had, I want to say, 6 turnovers in game 5 when they had the 26-point lead. Could have went up 3-1, even though that's not safe for your coach, but it's a little bit more safe. But, yeah, that's when the series really changed. They didn't ask what the biggest turning point in the series was. That, if they would have asked that, then you would have had to go ahead and answer that. But he did tell the truth, if you want to ask. But I mean, other than that, I don't have a problem with him saying that he's right. But I mean, it is what it is.
That team just needs work, because like, we still talk about Joel Embiid and we talk about Ben Simmons. We never ever mentioned Tobias Harris. He gets paid $100 million. Like,
well, that's their fault.
Like, this is supposed to be the third star, right? The guy that had an all-star type season with Doc in LA. Like, I feel like he get away with a lot. This team was built around them three to execute at a high level, and he just kind of like,
I mean, but he wasn't really that good in LA. He had one decent season, not even a good season. He had a decent season. And then parlayed that into a extension, I want to say, and a trade. So, I mean, that's not his fault. He's not that good. Like, that's the Sixers' fault for putting that amount of pressure on him. You know, you don't have a quality second star. Well, on the offensive end, you don't have a quality second star. So you bringing in a third star, expecting him to pick up that role, and he's not that good.
That means they gotta figure out something, because I don't like the fact that
I don't know if anybody else is gonna say this, but they're done. Like, I don't know if there's nothing they can do.
He's on his third year in Philly right now.
There's no way they can get out of this. They can either keep Ben Simmons and have his cap hold, which isn't gonna help them at all, because they're gonna take a hit on the court. They could trade him for nothing, and then they don't get better. They could bring him back and hope he plays, but I'm more than sure he would either fake an injury or just play bad. So that's not gonna make them better.
You got James Harden.
Right. So I mean, they're literally they're fifth best in the West at best. Maybe sixth. I don't think they're not better than Brooklyn. They're not better than Milwaukee, Miami, Atlanta, Boston. Are they better than the Knicks?
Indiana.
They might be better than Indiana. They might be better than Indiana. Are they better than the Knicks, though?
Yeah.
All right, so sixth best in the West.
I think they're better than Boston, too. I mean, Boston, one of those teams, you don't know if they're good until they show you.
Right, we'll see. We'll see how Boston looks, but as of right now, I'm not putting them over Boston. But moving on to the second half of Media Day, vaccines. Shout out to the Migos. I mean, the biggest issue is that if you're not vaccinated and you play in either New York or San Francisco, you're not going to be able to play. I mean, I get it from the media standpoint why you're asking those questions, because you have to do your due diligence. But I get it. Like, that's not that's not really something I want to express to you. Like, you gonna know if I get vaccinated or not. You gonna know either I'm in the lineup or I'm not able to play in practice. Like, it's that simple. And they ask him, like, what are you gonna do about the money? Like, I'm more than sure they've taken that into account. I'm sure they're not just waking up and knowing, like, you're not breaking any news to them that they're gonna be fined and won't be missing any money. I get it from the NBA standpoint why you're not gonna get paid if you miss games, because like Kevin said earlier, it's a business. And I feel like that was pretty much it. What you got?
It's like a business aspect to this, and then it's like a personal aspect to this. It's like a sports, what you should do as a team answer to this. Then it's like a politically correct answer. I just feel like this vaccination stuff is kind of like getting crazy. And I understand, like, it's a business, that if they feel like this is the best way to be safe, that everybody gets a shot, then they would have to implement it. That's their rules. This is, you know, one of the twists of America is that they can force somebody to do something because it's theirs. And even though it might not be morally correct. So again, I always say I don't fault any of these players who, if they don't want to go get the shot, if they hesitate, you know, that's their personal decision. And I don't think anybody should be forced to do anything or bribed to do anything, no matter if you think it's better. Either way, you know, it's facts that is not that much of a difference. But, you know, I say all of that to say, eventually I do feel Andrew Wiggins and Kyrie Irving will have the shot, because I do believe that this is something that they want to be a part of their team's journey to a championship. And if everybody else is vaccinated and everybody else is on the go, you don't want to be the odd man out. And sometimes people, earthly jobs and earthly viewings of perceptions, it outweighs their the greater good. So they gonna get the shot and they're gonna play.
Yeah, I like what LeBron said. He's basically saying that I did it because I wanted to have the advantage. And then they was asking him if he would basically campaign for others to get it. Like, nah, that's for up to them. Like, that's their personal body. So basically he was saying that I did it for me, but you're not gonna use me to basically push your message.
Yeah, then they was on ESPN on First Take talking about that everybody who got the shot shouldn't be telling people, shouldn't be downplaying it. It's like, you can't force anybody. I hate this, the culture we're trying to force everybody to do something because that's what you think they should do.
Right.
And it's like, if he got the shot and he felt like, okay, I was skeptical on the shot, but I got it because I want to continue doing what I have to do, and I don't really want to keep dealing with this. Well, I got the shot, I'm fine. But if you don't want to get the shot, I'm not going to make you, force you. I'm not going to be the spokesperson for this shot. If you don't want to be that, then I feel like that's okay. Like, you shouldn't get mad at him because he says, I got the shot. But if you don't want to, I'm not going to, you know, or I'm not going to be the voice of that. That's kind of, like, unfair to him. Like, you just, I don't understand what we get into. Like, you don't get the shot as a problem, and then you get the shot. And if you don't go out there and be a front runner for it, then it's a problem, too. Like, I don't know what we're coming to.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we are. But we're going to move on into the top NFL games of the week, the top five for week four. Starting off with the Panthers and the Cowboys.
I got the Cowboys winning. I think Micah Parsons is going to get to Sam Darnold more than twice. I think he might get 3 sacks. CeeDee Lamb score a touchdown. Coop go off for 100. I think it's going to be a big day for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Panthers. I feel like their defense is going to step up. I feel like they don't make mistakes on offense. And I feel like the Cowboys kind of skirted by the Chargers. So, I mean, it'll be a good game.
Chargers is a very good team.
Okay. I didn't say they weren't.
Yeah, They're better than the Panthers.
We'll see. It'll be a good game.
Panthers also don't have Christian McCaffrey for the next 3 weeks, right?
Something like that. I mean, we'll find out how good they are this week. Next, we got the Cardinals and the Rams.
Dude, I'm going with Arizona. I think this little high that the Rams is on is going to be a little bit too much for them. And I think Arizona is going to come in. Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins going to have a big game. And they're going to get the dub. It's going to be a close one. They're going to win by three. But I think Arizona can steal this game.
I'm gonna go with the Rams. I'm gonna go with the Cardinals as well. I feel like Kevin said, it's gonna be a little. I feel like they won their Super Bowl last week. They're not gonna be able to sustain that level of intensity. So
All this from could you be a Super Bowl contender to one win? Oh, are they the favorite in the NFC? Are they the favorite to win the Super Bowl? You know, you got to perform in those situations. And we seen Matt Stafford win games before. So him beating Tom Brady isn't surprising or astonishing. The thing we want to see is how do he perform under pressure when stuff actually means something. So this is another test.
Next up, we got the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Get the 49ers. The Seahawks are struggling. Tyler Lockett is questionable for the game. He's on my fantasy team, so I need him to play. I need him to actually go out there and ball out. And DK Metcalf is also on the injury report. So we already know the story about the Seahawks O-line, and I think also Chris Carson is dealing with something right now. So I don't know how the Seahawks is going to hold up against a 49ers defense that it's coming off a loss against Green Bay that's hungry. Should have won that game, but Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. So, I think they're going to come back. Jimmy Garoppolo is playing like Jimmy the Garoppolo that got them to the Super Bowl. I won't say got them, but helped and contribute to lead them to the Super Bowl. So, I don't think. And Trey Lance is also coming in and doing his part when he gets his time in there. So, I think this team is fun. And I think they're going to come back and bounce back from that Green Bay loss.
As much as I want the Seahawks to win, I just don't see it. They're reeling right now. They dropped a double-digit lead in back-to-back games, and they lost to the Vikings. They're not that good.
The Vikings better than what people think,
They're not that good. And then they can't, like Kevin said, they can't block nobody. So it's going to be tough. I'm going to go with San Francisco.
Next up, we've got the biggest game, I believe. That's the next one. The biggest game of the year. Tom Brady back in New England. Who you got?
Tampa Bay. I think Antonio Brown and Tom Brady going to have a big game. It's always personal for these guys, especially when you look at a guy like Antonio Brown, like a guy like Tom Brady. Tom Brady spent 20 years in New England. This is a team that he won 7 Super Bowls with, six Super Bowls with, been the 8 with, I believe.
Went to nine. So they lost 3.
So he's been a 10 total.
Mm-hmm.
And then LeBron James of the NFL. I think he's going to come back motivated to win. I don't think the fans are going to boo him. I think they're going to embrace him with love. They're going to have a nice little tear bringing tribute for him, I bet, before the game and all of that. And he's going to turn on his little game face, and I think they're going to go crazy. I think he's going to try to get the ball to Antonio Brown early just for the simple fact that he played there and they let him go through that situation or something. Through that situation he had, and Tom Brady is, petty like that. I believe Antonio Brown probably going to have 8-9 targets, 6 receptions, 100 some yards with a touchdown. Gronk is also going to have probably about 2 touchdowns. He's going to really get Gronk and Antonio involved. And Mike Evans kind of said in the beginning of the season that he restructured his contract to get everybody else back. But I think he's going to end up being the odd man out, and he's going to be the one who gets the less receptions and numbers, really backtrack looking at this offense and how it's going to progress later on. But I say all of that to say, I think Tampa's going to win this one easy. Mac Jones will struggle.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Tampa. I feel like while it will be an emotional time, it won't be as emotional, I guess, because Gronk won't be there. He didn't make the trip.
He's not playing?
Nah. He hurt his ribs last week.
So yes, definitely Antonio Brown is going to get force fed this week.
Yeah.
And I know Gronk wasn't playing.
Yeah. But, I mean, it'll be an emotional game. I feel like, like Kevin said, they'll have the tribute and stuff. So, plus he'll break the record for most yards in NFL history. Should do that in the first or second drive. So that'll be nice. Other than that, yeah, I'm gonna go with Tampa. And for the last one, we got the Raiders and the Chargers.
I'm gonna go Raiders. Derek Carr is on this little tear, so to speak. The Raiders is winning close games. Everybody try to act like they're on fire, but a lot of the games they've been squeaking through, a lot of the mental errors and a lot of other parts of the counter team, or the counterparts that they're facing. However, they're still 4-0, and Derek Carr is playing well. And John Gruden is not messing it up. So I see them getting past the Chargers. The Chargers are struggling. And still a good team, but I think Derek Carr can get the dub.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Raiders. I feel like they have a little bit more experience. Derek Carr is playing well. And they're undefeated. So I feel like they can keep that up. It's a Monday night game. They're showing off their new stadium. So are they in SoFi again? I'm not sure. They might be in SoFi.
Yeah, not sure.
But
the Chargers were just on the road, I believe. So they might be at Oakland. I mean, at Las Vegas.
But moving on to the MLB playoff picture, we're going to start in the AL. Pretty much all the standings are set. The Rays have the number one seed. They locked up the AL Central. I mean, the AL East. The Astros will probably be the second seed. They locked up the AL West. And the White Sox will probably be the third seed with the AL Central. And then, as of right now, in the wild card, the Yankees have a half-game lead over Boston, and they have Boston has the second seed, and they have a one-game lead over Toronto and Seattle. So,
I don't know if we got. I just don't know. It's been one of those seasons for the Yankees. Those teams above that's already set, it's typical. You expect it from them. The Tampa Bay's are trying to get back to the World Series, redeem themselves. Houston are cheaters. I still feel that they be cheating somehow. Because it's the only team I know who ever go through scandals and still consistently go and still look good. Well, you can say the Patriots, but...
I'm weak.
But... and the White Sox always have those years where they either really good or they really, really bad. But for the recent years, they haven't been that good. So I'm surprised at them for actually winning the Central Division this year.
It's the first time in history that they've made the playoffs in back-to-back years.
Yeah, but I think they're better this year than they was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year was a wild card season, wasn't it?
I believe so.
So, like, they could progressively have gotten worked and stayed true and got better. The Yankees right now was just on a 7-game win streak, and then they just lost 12-2 to
the Rays.
So I mean,
the Rays are fine.
First we look trash, and then I get on ESPN and they're talking about Stan has returned to MVP form. I mean, MVP Stanton and all of that. Judge is a top 5 candidate, all of that good stuff. But yet, we're still struggling to get into the playoffs. How do you have all of that going and you're still struggling to get into the playoffs? And you have these multiple win streaks of 10 plus or 6 plus games and yet you still struggling. Now, I guess that means more. You give more credit to Boston and Seattle because they're actually good teams. So, because the Yankees have 93 wins. So, I don't know. The teams just got better in baseball, and it's a fight, and it's stressful because I thought our spot was secured when we was two games up. And now, at this point, at the end of the night, Boston could be number one in the wild card spot, and Seattle could be two, so...
Yeah, the AL is tough. I haven't really watched outside of the AL East the times that we've played. I've watched Boston a few times. I mean, not Boston, Toronto a few times. But I feel like I want to say that the Astros and the Rays are the favorites. I feel like if the Rays can beat whoever wins in the wild card, they should be straight against the Astros. But I'm not sure if the Astros can beat the White Sox. So, I mean, it's a toss-up. I would go with one of those two teams, though, as my favorites.
Picking to get to the World Series?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say Tampa.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to pick my favorite, I would want Toronto to make it. But I don't even know if they're going to make the wild card, let alone the World Series.
Maybe.
If they get in, I could see them making it. But as of right now.
I would say the Yankees, but we have to get in first.
Yeah, y'all not making it. Sorry, buddy. When am I getting my cases?
Oh, this is the Yankees cases too.
Yeah, I want my 4 cases and my 5 cases.
Oh, man. But first, they got to get to the playoffs. If they don't get into the playoffs, then it's official. I'm so close.
Okay, but the other 4 are official.
The other 4 are official. I got you.
Hmm. Interesting. moving on to the NL. I don't know why, but the Giants haven't officially wrapped up the number one seed, even though they are up 2 games with 2 games to play and they have the tiebreaker. So I'm more than sure they're gonna win the number one seed, but yeah, the Brewers are gonna have the number 2 seed, and then the Braves, shout out to us, we're gonna have the number 3 seed, and then the Dodgers and the Cardinals will be in the wild card game. What are your thoughts?
Interesting to see the drop off for the Dodgers and stuff like that. But I did pick the Braves to make it to the World Series this year.
You did?
I did. So I'm going to continue to say they're going to make it. I wasn't surprised at their comeback from fourth in the division to first and winning it, because I didn't believe in the other teams ahead of them. And I felt like every year the team progressively gets better, and they have their moments of ups and downs. And there was I was missing Ozzy, his name,
Ronald Acuna.
No, he was hurt, but he came back. But
Ozuna,
yes. So kind of held the shield without missing with players that contribute a lot to the team. So I wasn't surprised at where they at. I think this team is gonna make it to the World Series. The Dodgers not who they were. And the other teams that's in front of them, who was the first team in the first place that you said?
Giants.
The Giants is probably the only force they have, because the Giants have the best record in baseball right now, I believe.
Right.
So, and it's now it's 2021, I was about to say it's an even year, but it's going into an even year, so I guess they're getting the feel of it.
I'm weak. I don't know. I feel like this is a toss-up. I feel like even from the wild card game, I could see the Cardinals beating them. They just had a 17-game win streak. The Dodgers aren't playing great right now.
Cardinals have the same kind of like jump like the Braves, right?
Yeah, basically. So, I mean, that'll be an interesting game. If the Cardinals can beat the Dodgers, then I give us as good a shot as anybody. But if the Dodgers can get past that one, it's kind of hard not to pick them. They have everything. They have pitching. They have hitting. They don't really have a bullpen, but they can patch it together.
It's the Dodgers, though. Like, the Dodgers got a World Series, but, I mean, more history has shown that they are bound to mess up than actually win. So, and I'm a Dodger hater. I can admit that. I don't like the Dodgers. There's something about Dodgers I don't like. I just don't like the Dodgers.
That makes sense. I don't know. I just feel like they have. I'm not saying they're gonna win. It's definitely not a foregone conclusion. They might not even beat the Giants. They struggled with them all year. So
apparently everybody got the best record.
Right. Well, we did well against them. We didn't win the series. We didn't win the season series. I think it was like 2-4 or something like that. But we played them like well every game. So.
If y'all can win 11, y'all actually be a World Series team for real, for real.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just want to get, for me, getting past the first round is my only expectation. Anything after that is just kind of gravy.
Let's say like win at home, win at home games, because y'all have a better road team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if y'all can steal games, it's crazy to say if y'all can steal games in your home stadium, but if you can steal games in your home stadium, that big to take you.
Yeah, we're the third seed, so that should kind of help us. Our first two games are in Milwaukee. Yeah, but we're gonna move on to our genius or BS segment.
Yes, sir.
Bryce Harper being the front runner for NL MVP.
I don't have a problem with it. It's Bryce Harper. You know what I'm saying? Bryce Harper, for the most part, performed at the MVP level. He kind of dipped off. Jordan sent a stat against. He went 0-11
mm-hmm.
in this series against the Braves. That was the Braves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last series against the Braves in the final series. And they still in the playoff, right? Race, they still in the wild card. They fell out. No chance. Dang. At that point in the season, when I looked at Bryce Harper, they was in playoff position. He was putting up MVP numbers. But in baseball, I learned that if your numbers across the board overall are good and you are liked enough, got enough clout and you got enough highlights, you're gonna get the MVP even if your team makes the playoffs, doesn't make the playoffs, win or lose. Mike Trout is an example. Angels are horrible, but he won 3 MVPs off of being good, so did Stan. So I'm not surprised if Bryce Harper's the MVP. He has the persona, he has the attention of the league, and he got, despite the stat he had against the Braves, he still have MVP type numbers. And it's a story out about the Braves player Austin Riley to be MVP because when Freddie won his MVP, it was the same numbers or something like that. But I feel like you can't give the same thing to a person on the same team doing the same thing. I don't think that makes sense for him to get the MVP. He doesn't have the storyline. He's not the best player on the team. He doesn't have the plays. A lot of that stuff factors in. So I don't really see much competition. Tatis, I believe, fell off the second half of the season. So, who else?
Yeah, I'm going to say BS. I feel like Austin Riley definitely should be the MVP. Not even being a homer, but... he's not the best player per se, but he played like the best player this year. He definitely turned up his game when Ronald Acuña got hurt. He played much better in July, August, and September than in the beginning of the season. And it's not like Bryce Harper's numbers are far and away better than
Austin
Riley. Actually, Austin has a better batting average. He has more hits and more doubles. The only thing Bryce Harper has is more RBIs and more home runs, but it's not significantly more. Plus, he does have the story. Pretty much everybody on the Braves got hurt. We lost Darnold, Roy, Soroka, Enoa, Stephen Vogt got hurt at some point. So, I mean, we lost a lot of people. So, Ian Anderson also got hurt. So for him to step up and have the season he had with all those people missing, and us to still make the playoffs over somebody who didn't make the playoffs, and the fact that Bryce Harper went 0-for-11 and had 5 strikeouts in a win or go home series, that's kind of, I feel like that should also add to why he shouldn't get it. And Austin actually had a big series that series. I can't remember exactly what his numbers were, but he had a hit in every game. He had an RBI in every game. I know he had at least one home run. So, I mean, I feel like that's what you got to look at.
Yeah, but I don't think they are looking at
that. I mean, I know, but I'm saying, like,
they're going to give it to a person on the team that they just gave the award to. I just don't think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Especially when he's not the best player. I'm not saying your facts are invalid. They're all true. Just saying, like, you don't have that clout.
Right.
Maybe next year, if he comes back and do it next year, then you have more of the case.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Christian Yelich kind of did the same thing.
But he was having, but before that, he had like 2 seasons where he was going homer. Like, I'm not talking about overall, but he had a name. You knew who he was because of the
fact. People knew who Austin Riley was before this year.
I mean, I don't know. I just, like, a big name, Austin Riley.
Last year was his rookie year.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yelich was already probably like year 5 in.
But he wasn't doing nothing.
He was hitting homers.
Barely.
I mean, he was hitting enough to be mentioned. Because he was with the Marlins, I believe. Yeah, I remember those names.
His name wasn't that big. But we're going to move into our penalty kick. We only got we only have one this week. The Texans are lowering their asking price for Deshaun Watson. What do you think about that?
The same thing the Sixers gonna have to do. You said this is still Genius BS, right?
No, this. I mean, it could be, but
I'm about to say it sounds like Genius BS question. But it's genius. At this point, Deshaun Watson case is still out there. Any contract you're gonna have, it comes with stipulation. So you're gonna have a situation in the contract where, like, if he do go to jail, like, it's something to do with what's to happen, he gets sent back to Texas or something. It's not the boy. So I don't think you're gonna get the house for a player that's not playing for you right now and that has a lot of stuff going on legally. So it is smart for you to lower the trade price and get what you got and get what you can get for Deshaun Watson, because even the minimum is still gonna be probably a good package for them, because it's still Deshaun Watson. You're not gonna get complete. You're not gonna get 3 7 rounds for Deshaun Watson. It's gonna be a good trade. It might be a little bit more if he was actually playing and didn't have no legal issues, but I mean, you gotta get what you can get now. Get Tua.
They said they don't want Tua though. No.
I wouldn't want him either, but I think that's the best option they have right now, unless they get a 3-team thing evolved, or they figure out something with Washington and get Tyler Heinicke, even though he's not an elite quarterback or something like that, as a quarterback that's on a friendly deal. He only signed a 2-year, $8 million deal. You can get him. You still have Tyrod Taylor. You get a bunch of picks. Your team probably going to be trash. You get a top 10 pick. You'll be able to ship Deshaun Watson off to Washington. And now they have their franchise quarterback now going along with that elite defense. I think that should be what they should be working on. Pittsburgh should also be on the phone trying to figure out how to get Deshaun Watson. Those are my teams that I feel like should be on the phone trying to get them. And I think they all have the assets too, you know. Because Washington, if they're not going to pick up Cam Newton and they're going to ride with Tyler Heinicke, I don't think that's going to be an answer for them. They're not going to get far. Dak Prescott is in that division. And we can say what we want about Dak Prescott, but he's a great quarterback and he's the best quarterback in that division so far. So.
Yeah. I feel like it's genius. They, like you said, they're not going to get much from him. I feel like they should have traded him before all this stuff broke, and they should have tried to get what they could have gotten before then. You knew he wasn't going to come back. But, I mean, hindsight is 20/20. You got to do what you got to do now. Get. I mean, I don't really know any young quarterbacks available. So, I mean, I guess Tua would be your best bet. He doesn't want to go to the what's it called? He doesn't want to go to the Eagles. You could probably work a three-team trade in there for them. Maybe the Eagles will take Tua. I don't know.
I doubt it. Not with Jalen. Not with Jalen there. I don't think they take Tua.
Well, they would probably ship off Jalen to the Texans.
If they ship out Jalen to get Tua, they got some serious issues.
Well, I mean, they don't trust Jalen. So.
He better than Tua.
I mean, you're not wrong, but I'm just telling you what might or might not happen.
And I don't know why they don't trust Jalen, man. Like, you gotta give the man time. Like, certain quarterbacks get thrown in there and they be like, yeah, we don't trust him. You don't even give him opportunities to play or through issues. But certain quarterbacks go in there like trash.
Well, that's what happens when you draft somebody to spite somebody else. It doesn't usually work out.
I think it's messed up. Because Trevor Lawrence is not getting slandered. Even though I think he's going to be a great quarterback and he has some moments this season, he's performing just as bad as Zach Wilson. And everybody's criticizing Zach Wilson, saying he's trash and he's horrible and stuff like that. But Trevor Lawrence, they're trying to find highlights of him, you know what I'm saying? In the midst of the L's, they're trying to find the highlight throws.
I mean, you know why.
But Zach Wilson is also his thing, too.
I mean, why do you think Zach Wilson made it as this number two pick again? Out of nowhere? Okay.
Yeah.
But to wrap it up, we're going to go to our pick the ending segment. We have
a good one for you.
If you could buy any American sports team, which one would it be?
If I could buy any American sports team, could it be two?
No. I mean, you could do an honorable mention, but...
The Florida Gators.
That's not...
That's
college. I mean, you could. You could buy the school.
No, that's too much. Okay. I'll buy the Miami Heat. I'll buy the Miami Heat in honorable mention. I'll buy the New York Yankees. Miami Heat is home. It's a place that I used to always go watch Disney on Ice and stuff like that. Watch Heat games. They have a lot of other stuff that goes on there, too. Best, so I would buy the Heat. And the Yankees, I'd be so rich if I bought the Yankees.
Yeah.
I'd spend $1 billion on the Yankees and probably get back $17 billion. So just because it's the Yankees and this heritage, and I probably know how to capitalize off being a Yankee fan as well, because I'll try to make the team good.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the Cowboys for Kevin's reason of the Yankees. Just make way too much money. I can use my connections as a team owner to get wherever I want to. And go to all the Alabama games, the Braves games, the Heat games I want to.
Okay.
Plus, I would be able to host college games. There'll be national championships there. There'll be high school that have college playoff games, stuff like that. So
you get the CFL in there too.
No cap. It'll be a great venue to own and a great team to have. So, I mean, I feel like that's the no-brainer one of them all.
Maybe the Knicks.
Mm.
See, those are the marquee business ones, like the Knicks, the Lakers, Boston. But you can make a lot of money being a Yankees owner. Cowboys owner.
Okay, sentimental value, I would be the Braves, just so I could have a hands-on approach.
Right. Probably play players and actually get them to come to Atlanta.
Okay. But that'll do it for this episode. My name is Jordan. You can follow me on all social media at this_guy11 on Twitter and on Instagram at _this_guy11. Follow the sports pages on Facebook and Instagram at NotAnotherSportsPodcast and on Twitter at N_A_S_podcast. Make sure you listen to us on all audio platforms by searching for Not Another Sports Podcast. And you can look at us live on YouTube at Cool Telly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And this is Kevin. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Vice City Kevo. And be sure to look into spinal awareness. This month is Spinal Awareness Month.
Yes, sir.
So, we're digging into that. We want everybody to become aware. Never know how life will turn out and stuff like that. So, you know, until it affects you. So just enlighten your mind on certain things that you might not have been aware of. And also, be on the lookout tonight for my album tape, whatever you want to call it, High Mamba 2. It's going to be on all music streaming platforms. I'm saying all music streaming platforms. Shout out to Key Don't Play. Shout out to one of our co-hosts, Will, O5, for helping Sean, Kid, Jew 2 times. Shout out to my boy Kevin for the masters. Shout out to my boy Triple A all the way in the UK for sending beats and production and stuff like that. I appreciate everybody who helped on this project. Also, from Not Another Sports Podcast, we appreciate everybody who tunes in, streams, listen, follow my dude on Twitch.
Yes, sir. Mr. Underscore Steve. I don't know. It's Mr. Steve. I don't know. Mr. Something. Let me check.
While he's trying to figure out his Twitch name, we're doing all of this. We're going up. We got so many things in store for you. Be on the lookout for more videos of like we did when we went to the Florida Alabama game. We're working on a lot of edits and stuff like that. You know, we gotta stay in tune with the Doom. Stay in tune, you know.
Oh yeah, Mr. Underscore Steal Your Wi-Fi.
Yes. Mr. Underscore Steal Your Wi-Fi. Follow my dude on Twitch, you
know. Okay.
That's why we got many different outlets. And with all of that being said, Black Lives Matter. Don't fall for none of the agendas out here. Make sure you're making your own conscious decisions. And go Gators.
Roll Tide.
Wash your hands too.